you will see that undoubtedly that it's not far different than what Reform attempted to do in the 18th century, that one could be a loyal Jew and have all the ideals of prophetic Judaism, but you didn't have to keep any of the ritual, because the only reason the ritual was there is not because the Torah meant that you should keep the ritual. The Torah wanted you to keep the idea, so here was the idea. We have already lived to see that without the mitzvahs, the idea also doesn't survive. But that was part of the philosophy of Philo. Now, all of this is great oversimplification, but Philo's philosophy was adopted by a large percentage of the Jewish people, and who felt, therefore, that the future of the Jewish people lay in collaboration with Rome, in cooperation with Rome, and with the melding and welding of the Jewish ideas with the great ideas of Rome and Greece to build the classical civilization. So you had within the Jewish people these three diverse groups: the Sikrikan, who were completely lawless people, who went around robbing, stealing, extorting. They were literally the gangsters. And who, because of their strength, it's a little like the mafia in Sicily, that the government authorities have been unable for hundreds of years to do anything about it. And you had the zealots, the kanoim, who were determined to drive Rome out of Judea, and who felt that they were somehow able to do so. And then you had this large group of collaborationists who wanted to make Judaism and the Roman Emperor and Roman Empire able to live with each other and to complement each other. Those were three groups. Then you had the great group of Jews who were the Prushim, who were the normative Jews who believed in Torah and who were prepared to now experience the destruction of the Jewish state, and they would rather trade the Jewish state as long as the Jewish people and the Jewish Torah would survive. So that's the lineup. As Agrippa dies, and his son Agrippa II takes over, and the country deteriorates, goes on a headlong slide towards the revolution and the war against Rome. Now, the rise of Christianity occurs during this period of time, approximately the year zero. The sources that the Jewish people have regarding Christianity are not many. The rabbis, for their own reasons, ignored the phenomenon. The rabbis were determined that the Christians, because all the early Christianity began as a Jewish religion, and all of the early church fathers were Jewish, and the people that made the religion were Jewish. The rabbis were determined to drive them out from amongst the Jewish people. But once having driven them out from amongst the Jewish people, they really had nothing more to say about the matter. Even in the Talmud, we have very, very little material regarding Christianity. The Talmud that we have has been censored by Christian censors over the ages, so the Talmud that we have has almost nothing in it. However, the Amsterdam Talmud, the Digduke Sofrim, which is a hidden manuscript which contained the records of the original Talmud, has about 3 pages out of about 21,000 pages in the Talmud. There's about 3 pages devoted to Christianity. And the method that they chose was really to ignore it. Now, that puts us at a disadvantage.